And we're back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative, just plain right. 4:34 p.m. right now. Go home time for a lot of y'all. Some of y'all may have been off today. It's actually Columbus Day. Banks are closed. Government's at home. Listen, let me just tell you, by the way, if you're thinking about what to do for dinner tonight, let me suggest to you Just Love Coffee Cafe. All right, Just Love Coffee Cafe. It's coffee filled. Oh, yeah, they got coffee. It's called Just Love Coffee Cafe. I get it. But they've got an amazing menu, too. I love their food. And it can be all day throughout the day. I mean, breakfast, lunch, and dinner. They got wraps. They got waffles. They got sandwiches. They got you know, biscuits and omelets. It goes on and on and on. And all of it, by the way, is unique. And it's not the kind of thing you're going to find at the usual drive-thru. So let me just suggest to you, if you need a break during the day, if you want a different meal than what you're normally going to get, if you want to pick it up and take it home, Just Love Coffee Cafe has an epic good menu. Epic. Epic good menu. And just check it out. Just Love Coffee Cafe, two locations in our listening area, one on Hughes Road in Madison, the other on South Parkway in Huntsville. And please tell them you heard about it on Right Side Radio.
Hey, we had a couple callers
during the break. We did,
yeah. Matt from Owens Crossroad called in. You're gonna like this.
Yeah.
He called in and said, "So you can buy a spool of plastic for about $20. So you're probably going about $5 to $7 per lower end that guy made."
So the guy,
pretty good deal. He made out pretty well.
So he got his $200 printer as a Christmas gift, and then he went out and bought chunks of plastic that equate to about $5 to $7 each, and he it looks like he cleared like hundreds of dollars per.
Yes.
God almighty.
Isn't that great?
That is awesome. But in that same vein, I got a text, cracked me up. Leanne from Huntsville says, "I'm ordering my 3D printer right now. Family fun." Oh my gosh. What else we got in here? I'm looking to see if I got any more on this particular topic. Lance from Hillsboro just texted in and says, "Man, best news I've heard all day. Gotta love it. 3D printers are awesome." I'm pretty sure old Ken from New York is starting a fad.
Yes.
There'll be like people out there now saying, "Where's the next buyback?"
They're gonna be driving there.
I know. I'm gonna tell you right now, like the mayor of Houston's gonna look out there and he's gonna see license tags from Alabama pulling up for his gun buyback program in Texas. Okay, listen, let's shift gears here. Woo, that was fun. You want to call or text in, by the way, we'll take it. And you don't have to be on this topic that I'm about to go into. You can talk about the ones we've already covered, taxes and Second Amendment. But the number here is 833-687-4448. That's 833-68-RIGHT. That's the phone number you can text or call in on. So, big tech, stuff is happening. And it's amazing to me, you know, I did my opening monologue today on the fact that we've got to be able to find news sources that we trust. That's one thing. And apparently a large swath of America gathers their news daily through social media. Wow. So if social media decides to, suppress a story, change a story, or tell you a story is bad, then guess what? They've influenced millions of people by doing that. So the stats that I had in my monologue were something along the lines of out of a population of 335 million-ish people in the United States, something like 45 million of them get their news from Twitter, just Twitter. Half of all Americans allegedly get their news off Facebook. So if one of those platforms decides it wants to distort things, change things, suppress things, cause things to happen to go to your spam box, they can do it. And by doing so, they have just influenced the ability of, in Twitter's case, 45 million people to see a news story in its proper form. But then there's other things, like sometimes they brand things misinformation. That's been like the buzzword the last few years. Remember when we always had the Office of Misinformation, the Ministry of Misinformation at the Biden White House? That one didn't last. But townhall.com reports this. PayPal. PayPal got caught, man. PayPal issued a policy statement that said that it would soon begin its list of prohibited activities that could include a fine if you were caught, quote, sending, posting, or publicizing any messages, content, or materials that promote misinformation or present a risk to user safety or well-being. Pray tell, what could that mean? Oh, I don't know. Maybe you're not a big fan of the COVID vaccine. $2,500 fine. Debited directly from your PayPal account, by the way. In other words, you have it tied to a credit card, shabam, $2,500 fine on your credit card for daring to be tied to something they considered misinformation. Well, that didn't last long. PayPal is now trying to do damage control after widespread backlash, according to townhall.com, over this published policy that would have allowed them to do such fining of its people. PayPal crawfishing like I have no idea what. I mean, they are backing up hard. An AUP notice recently went out in error that included incorrect information. PayPal is not fining people for misinformation, said the company in a statement, after issuing a clear statement that said, we will fine you.
Yeah, are they? I think they're just sorry they got caught.
I think it's exactly what it is. I think it's exactly
what
it
is.
Have I got a caller on the line?
Yes.
Is that, okay, yeah, line one, Lloyd from Portland, Alabama. Hey, Lloyd, how you doing?
All right, how you doing, brother?
I'm good, sir. I'm good. What's on your mind?
Well, I'm tired of these people keeping on messing with us about our Second Amendment rights. They need to leave us alone. They need to leave it alone. And I was 16-year-old, and I walked in a Gibson's down here in Decatur. It's kind of like a Walmart.
Yeah.
And I bought a shotgun, and I gave $55 for it. And nobody asked me for no identification, no nothing, and everything, and that's the way it ought to be.
And you didn't rob a bank with it, right?
No, sir, I didn't.
That's just it. You know what's crazy is we used to go to high school, and you could have your hunting rifle sitting in the back window of your truck in the school parking lot, and ain't nobody said a thing.
I did. I had mine in when we was in school down here, and I had it. I had my gun in the truck and stuff, and we'd go dove hunting down it on a friend of mine's place down there.
I think most of the world is still in that mode like you and I grew up in, but there's just been so much, you know, squeaky wheels getting the grease that they've decided they can start restricting it further and further and further.
Yes. Right. I was 9, 10 years old when I killed my first deer.
Wow. Well, Lloyd.
Well, that old Model 55, my old daddy taught me the do's and the don'ts when it comes to gun, you know, safety and everything when I was a young man. And
do we lose him? You there?
And
there you go.
Yes, sir, I'm here.
Okay.
And that old shotgun that I bought, I bet I killed 3 or 400 deer with that thing.
Well, Lloyd, you're salt of the earth, man. We appreciate you. Thanks for calling in, bud. All right.
You're welcome.
All right. Take care now. I think the world is filled up with folks like Lloyd and me and others who we had family members, parents, mentors who showed us the proper way to use a firearm. And there was nobody out there that was really worried about whether or not the 10-year-old with the 410 was going to go rob a bank. And now here we are. And if you're 18 to 20 years old, even though you can join the military and go to war, you can't buy a firearm now without somebody putting you on hold and checking out your life. I got some texts. I mean, I may wind up having to do this whole big text segment tomorrow because I can tell this is getting viral all of a sudden. What do we got here? Wendell from Baton Rouge. Let me see how he says here. The 3D printer ploy, he says, was used a month or so ago at a gun buyback in Houston. Oh, somebody else tried it. He says, don't remember how many he turned in, but he made out well. The Houston mayor declared following that there'd be no more payments for 3D printer guns. Entrepreneurism is alive. Yes, it is, Wendell. Thanks for listening all the way from Baton Rouge. We appreciate you. Somebody else texted in, Dakota from Hartsel. Says, y'all be careful, 3D printing. The ATF might get your dog. What? Also, I shut down my PayPal account days ago. I get it. What else we got there? Juan from Newmarket just says he gets his news from rightsideradio.org. Thank you. Thank you, my brother. Thank you very much, Juan. We appreciate you. Rightsideradio.org is our website. Paul from Athens has texted in and says, I grew up hunting for my food. So, well, there you go. That's right. By God. All right. Got somebody on the phone, bud? Oh, we do. Oh, line five. Oh, JT from Lacey Springs. JT, how you doing today?
Oh, doing quite well. I was just telling Boomer I've missed about 90% of the show today, but anyhow, trying to catch up on things and heard that you were talking about guns and how crazy the world has gotten nowadays. But kind of dating myself of when I was in the 10th grade in high school, which was 52 years ago.
Wow.
But who cares?
Yeah.
Anyhow, the English teacher instructed us to have a show and tell day. Myself and one other student each brought 22 pistols to school for show and tell.
Nice. Nice.
And we kept them with us all day, kept them out in the open. And like I say, he gave his presentation about his 22 pistol. I gave a presentation about my 22 pistol. And nobody cared. I mean, it was, okay, yeah. You know, JT and Curtis, they brought a pistol to school. Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, you didn't do a live fire demonstration in class, I guess, did you?
No, the one thing the principal and teacher says, did you bring bullets? No, sir. Okay, all's good.
Yeah.
did you get 100?
Boomer asked a great question. Did you get 100?
Well, I passed English, which is one of my worst subjects. But literally,
awesome.
You know, we kept our pistols out in the open all day. We went to gym class. The pistol was laying on top of our book, and you know, nobody cared.
No.
So what?
Nowadays, if you draw a picture of a gun in your notebook, you're going to the office.
Oh gosh, I know it. And if you make a noise if you stick your finger in your mouth and pop your cheek, you know, somebody fired a gun. Yeah, I mean, that's just how fragile people are nowadays.
Well, it's a crying shame, but those were good days. But JT, I think the majority of people out there are like you and me and Boomer and Lloyd, who called in a while ago. We could still see having show and tell with a 22 pistol and it not be shameful or scary or need to be somehow on the national news.
Oh, I know. Well, it's personally speaking, I think it's the biggest thing is the fear of the parents. They're so naive about weapons. My three grandboys, each one of them from age 5 to 11, we go out every week, 2 weeks, and we shoot the rifles. They understand what they do. They understand the circumstances, the repercussions, and they're not crack shots yet, but they're getting there.
Yeah. Well, good on you. And I'm sure you're teaching them, you know, proper, you know, weapons discipline, you know, up to keeping the barrel up and down range and not sweeping your friends and, you know, you only load it when you're ready to shoot it and all those good things that need to be taught.
That's the first rule of when we walk out of the house. You know, you carry it in a certain way. When you sit down, you load it when you're ready to shoot and you aim at your target and nothing else. And, all goes well.
And all of a sudden the firearm's not that scary. Well,
agreed.
All right, JT, got a break we got to take, man, but I appreciate you. Thanks for calling in.
You as well. Thanks. Take care.
Take care. Bye-bye. Bye-bye. All right, folks, last break of the day. Boomer, let's go ahead and take it. We will do that right now and come right back. And I'm telling you what, the phone lines are just open. You want to call in, we'll just take it. 833-687-4448. That's 833-68-RIGHT. Call and text. I love my audience. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. We'll be right back. And we're back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative, just plain right, making it cool to be a conservative. Looking at the text line right now, Boomer, Todd from Madison is watching online, does not think I got much of a haircut. He doesn't think I took much off. Todd, I will thank you to know we use the number 4 comb. I am definitely shorter on the sides than I was before. What I see, Brian from Huntsville, he texted in and said, where'd it go, man? I lost my text. He said, of course, show and tell with a 22. A 22 pistol is not sufficient. It takes a 9mm to measure up when you go to school. So that's funny, not funny, but yeah, okay, there it is. All right, let me see what we got over here. Oh, we got a caller on the line, don't we? Yeah, line one. This is not our Jeff from Indiana guy. This is Jeff from Tennessee. Jeff, how you doing today?
All right, sir. Are you?
I'm good, man. I'm good. What's on your mind?
I was listening to y'all talking about how it used to be back in the old days real quick. I'm only 51 years old, but I remember as an 8-year-old boy.
Yeah.
When Dad worked us pretty much all day in the garden on a Saturday, I did say that. We got our work done. I would get a 20-gauge shotgun, a single shot breakdown, one shell. I would jump on a mule that just got through plowing the garden and take a rod and reel, go to the creek. If my dog jumped the rabbit first and shoot the rabbit, if it didn't, catch fish, take it home for supper.
Nice. That's just good living right there.
Yes.
That's more than a childhood. That's a way of life.
I wouldn't give the average 25-year-old a single shot 20 gauge with one shell.
They probably don't know how to use it.
No, probably not. And unfortunately, that's probably too often the case. And I'll tell you, that reminds me, I met an old gentleman. He was a World War II vet. He said, I was a 19-year-old bomber pilot with a crew of 10 that I was in charge of. He said, I wouldn't put some 19-year-olds behind the wheel of a car now. But I get it. But even still.
And if everything else failed, we wore cut-off blue jean shorts and run around barefooted. Then just jump in the creek, go swimming.
I mean, you were talking about life right there. That is just good stuff.
Yep.
Hey, Jeff.
And by the way, before you hang up real quick.
Yeah.
My kids, who are 22, 23, and 24, I raised them the same way.
Well, good on you. And, Jeff, thanks for being a part of the audience, man. You sound like a definite right side ruffian.
Brother Phil, listen to you every day. Y'all have a good afternoon. God bless you. Be careful going home.
You too, man. That's good stuff, man. I got the best audience in the world. Paul from Athens also texted in and said he bought a 22 rifle from Western Auto when he was 14 years old. I get it. And by the way, Western Auto, I hadn't seen that. When did Western Autos go out? You don't even remember Western Auto, I guess, do you? Okay.
I actually do not.
I mean, places like Western Auto and Otasco and Montgomery Ward, which my granddad used to call Monkey Wards. He's kind of Monkey Wards. That was just like a Sears kind of thing. I'm flashing back right now to my past. All right, listen, folks, it's been an amazing day right now, I'm going to tell you. But tomorrow I'm going to take number 3 of the Triple Dipper, and I'm going to make it number 1 or 2 tomorrow. That's going to have to, Boomer.
It's going to have to. Only got like 30 seconds left.
I'm just going to have to literally, tomorrow's Tuesday. So tomorrow, Tuesday, you'll get the whole big tech backlash thing. I love it when the phones take over, though, sometimes. I mean, it just makes it.
It does. Hearing from everybody is awesome. I love the text line. But, man, hearing their opinions out here and then letting everybody else hear is just awesome.
Yep. Text or call tomorrow, 833-687-4448. And, by the way, if you check out rightsideradio.org, that's our website, the things that we write, the books we recommend, previous shows in podcast form, they're all up there at rightsideradio.org. Y'all check it out. All right, man. That's it. Boomer, we're done. Boomer and I back here tomorrow, too. Y'all have a great night.